Here's to the best spring ever in this season's must-have shoes. Find all the styles you need from brands you love at amazing prices right now at DSW. Update your closet with colorful sandals made for sunny days, fresh sneakers perfect for spring looks, and sporty soles ready for new adventures. Whatever you're up to this spring, DSW has the exact right pair for the occasion. Shop must-have spring shoes at your DSW store and DSW.com.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Hey, it's Rachel Cook, your modern mentor. I'm the founder of Lead Above Noise, a firm specializing in helping leaders and organizations fully activate their teams, driving both engagement and performance. So, you know how we keep talking about meetings? Like that we're drowning in them and they aren't super productive and they're sometimes sucking our souls right out through our ears? But also, even though we keep talking about them, they're not really getting better. At least, this is what I'm seeing. I'm spending time with clients who are like, yes, meetings are crushing us, but we don't know how to break the cycle, so we just keep having meetings. If this is you or your organization or your team, and chances are it is, then let's talk about some simple changes you can start making in your approach to meetings and see if we can't carve out just a little extra breathing room for you to enjoy. First, turn your agenda into objectives. One of the great challenges of meetings is understanding what are we all doing here? Not like spiritually or existentially, but literally, like what are we here to get done? I notice that I'm often invited to meetings with an agenda, you know, like a roadmap for how we'll spend our time together. But I'm a believer in objectives, like the outcomes we're here to land. An agenda is more of a run of show. It'll say, we'll spend 15 minutes on updates, 15 minutes on brainstorming, and 15 minutes summarizing and action planning. You can do the math. That meeting will be 45 minutes, so it's over when 45 minutes have passed. But objectives are actual outcomes or intentions. They're things to be done. Like, we'll select option A or B, or we'll identify a resource to do XYZ, or we'll brainstorm a set of possibilities for achieving a particular outcome. I might schedule a meeting for 60 minutes, but if at the 27-minute mark our objectives are met, guess who's getting 33 minutes of their lives back? Yeah, that's me showing off my math skills. The end of the meeting is defined not by a clock, but by our achievements. And also, by focusing on outcomes, you can be flexible in the approach that you take. You haven't made any promises about how the meeting will flow, but only where it will land. So when you send out a meeting invite, don't talk about what you'll talk about. Talk about what needs to be done to deliver success. Outcomes should be action-oriented. And if you're struggling to define the action, then ask yourself, should this really be a meeting?
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Next, invite purposefully. When we start with objectives, we know where we need to land, which helps us answer the next question, which is, who needs to get us there? Like, if the objective of the meeting is to review options A and B to choose which is best, then the question is, who needs to be in the room to present the key information and/or contribute to the decision? If you're the host of the meeting, really ask yourself before you hit send to those 25 people who will never get those hour of their lives back. If you've been invited, ask yourself, am I there to contribute something? If so, be clear on what that is and be ready to contribute it. Or, am I just there to be included or because I need to know the outcome of the decision? And if it's one of these, then opt out. That's right, opt out. Let the host know you appreciate being included, but your time would be better spent elsewhere. And could they please let you know the outcome of that decision? Next, assign pre-work. I know, we're all busy. Who has time to do pre-work? This is the mindset I encounter almost all the time. But here's a reframe. Who has the time to sit through a series of meetings in which things don't get resolved because we don't have all the information? So then we'll need to have another meeting. I know, it's a little circular, but really think about it. How often are you in a meeting that ends with the next steps being a bunch of data gathering, which we'll then discuss in a follow-up meeting? What if that data gathering happened before the meeting, and then we could just decide? When we begin with clear objectives and the right list of participants, pre-work becomes an easier ask. When we're able to tell participants exactly what we mean to achieve in a meeting, the inputs we'll need become clear. And asking someone to generate them on the condition that no additional meetings will be needed, it feels like a win, right? Next, and this is a quick one, strip out updates. If one of your meeting objectives is to provide an update, pull it out, capture it in writing or a quick video or a Slack message, and send it to those who need to know. If your only meeting objective is to provide an update, that, friends, is the infamous meeting that should have been an email. So cancel it. And finally, shine a light on hard things. One of the biggest drivers of unproductivity in meetings, it is our collective discomfort with calling out what needs to be called out. So often, we choose politeness over directness. And also so often, we end up fixing big problems that could have been addressed when they were only small annoyances. Maybe you sense that a customer email about to go out is going to trigger a service problem. Say something before it goes out. Maybe you know that someone on the team isn't meeting their deadlines, which is putting the project at risk. Ask directly in the meeting about whether specific things are on track. And if they're not, be ready to discuss a contingency plan. Of course, always be respectful and assume the best, but don't be afraid to call out the bad, because they'll only get worse the longer you wait. And of course, that will require a whole new slew of more meetings. Join me next week for another great episode. Until then, visit my website at leadabovenoise.com if your organization could use a dose of activation. You can follow Modern Mentor on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Find and follow me on LinkedIn. Thanks so much for listening and have a successful week. Modern Mentor is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Firebend. Our director of podcasts is Brandon Getches. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchings. Our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. And Cameron Lacey is our marketing contractor.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.